We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Students who've had sex with their teachers, at what point did your relationship turn physical? How do you feel about it now? Banged out my English teacher after graduation in her minivan in the middle of nowhere. We had gone for drinks and things went from there. She was married. Unfortunately for me, the van got stuck in mud and we called for a tow. Ironically, the tow guy was a firefighter who worked with her husband. Things went downhill from there. After graduation, I hooked up with my old history teacher a few times. I frequently would watch his daughter when he had to work late. I was invited to go camping with the two of them. Let's have a drink to celebrate the beginning of summer. Changed quickly. I ended it very abruptly when his daughter started calling me mom. Do professors count? You didn't specify as to what type of teacher, so I'm just going to assume so. In grad school, I was a research assistant for a professor in her late 30s. Brilliant woman. Gorgeous redhead. Lots of sexual tension. You could tell there was mutual attraction. Our relationship gradually veered into the personal. We would get lunch, drinks together, talk about personal things. Deep, like the purpose of life. Her husband, also a professor, was away for the week on conference. We had a meeting to discuss a project of mine. She rescheduled to her home. I had an idea what might be up. I arrived to a cliche. She opened the door in a robe, naked underneath. Dropped the robe once we got inside. She looked me in the eyes and asked me if I wanted to go to bed with her. We had a sexual relationship for the 2 years until I graduated. I graduated and haven't seen her since. My career took me away. How do I feel about it now? Don't think of it that often. When I do, I miss her as a person, not just the sex. One of the few people I've...
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.
Actually considered to be a friend in my life. One of the three women I've developed feelings for. I'm a male faculty member at a community college. About 7 years ago, I had this student in my introduction class. She was inquisitive, motivated, and very attractive. I usually give my students nicknames, secretly, as a device to help me remember them. And I remember writing on my attendance sheet Jasmine, because she looked just like the Disney princess. I was always very professional and careful to treat her like any other student, so she didn't feel uncomfortable, as I was sure she might feel that way around the other drooling males. Well, she easily earned an A in the course, and we left for summer break. Fall semester starts up, and she is in my advanced level class. She sits in the front row, and again was one of the top students in the class. She was also one of the slowest students to pack up her belongings after each session, so we usually walked out together casually talking about the exciting parts of the lesson. About week 13 out of 15, she approaches me and tells me that she has a question she needs to ask, and if she can meet with me for 5 minutes or so. I was careful to meet only in public on campus, because of the great stigma between attractive students and their professors. We met on a bench and she professed that she liked me and wanted to go on a date. I refused politely and stammered something about school policy, despite every molecule on my body chastising me for rejecting. After the class, we became friends on Facebook, and she had recently taken some modeling photos and posted them on her profile. Welp, that was too much for me, and I sank into despair, wondering if I made a mistake in choosing my career over the perfect partner. Then, over the break, she emailed thanking me for the class. I immediately emailed back, doling out praise to her. She then immediately emailed me back saying that she left the college and enrolled in the university. We met up and had our first date not long after. We are currently married and have been together for almost 7 years. She is the best thing to happen to me, and I would have quit my job had I known what life would be like. However, now I have both. I feel that being a professor was what impressed her, because she is out of my league. Education pays. Uni professor. Saw this guy on Grindr when I lived on campus and thought his body looked pretty hot. Messaged him, said he was a professor on campus, so I had to send my pic first. Found out the department he taught in, and it was mine. Sent my picture on the promise he would. Sent it, says he never realized I was bi, and he always thought I was fit. Sent his. Says bring a towel, and meet at X office in 15 minutes. Met in his office. Ked me off. Ked him. Start of a great FWB relationship. Ah, here's my thread. This happened a little over 2 years ago. I was the teacher, 25 years old, and teaching ESL, while working on my master's. In walks this 20-year-old Brazilian girl who proceeded to eye me all semester, couldn't even look at her. I would be trying to teach, scanning the room, and making eye contact, and here she is waving her leg up and down, finger in mouth. The other students probably thought, oh, absent-minded professor lost his train of thought again as I'm sweating bullets and trying to get my pulse rate down. At this point I knew was gonna go down eventually. The day the semester ended, we took the Pound Town Express for 18 straight hours. We are now happily married and expecting our first child in November. This was when I was about 22/23. I'm 31 now. I was attending community college and my Japanese teacher, she was 39 and unhappily married about to get divorced, so about a 16-year difference. She says we can get extra credit if we go to some Japanese movie showing. If I recall correctly, I was the only one that went, or maybe one other, but they didn't stick around long. Afterwards we talked about, I was new to the whole area and had no friends, so I told her if she ever wanted to hang out on the weekends I'd be happy to. I didn't really think it would happen. So long story short, we go to another one of those movies and she invited two of her friends. So now we have hung out two times outside of school. I call her and say we should meet on Saturday. We meet near a beach and have brunch and some mimosas. I'm a bit tipsy and I thought we were gonna go in the water. She didn't bring her swimsuit though. I buy her a swimsuit and we go in. I kinda grab her waist while we are in there pretending like it's just to keep her from drifting too far away, but I knew what I was doing. We go out and I help her clean her feet of sand. I later found out this was when she said she liked me. I ask her to come to my house for some glasses of wine, so we do. My roommate was out of town for that week. In hindsight, I kinda wish he wasn't, because I regret doing it, but at the time I was happy about it. We talk about past relationships, etc. I get up, maybe to refill my glass I don't remember, and sit down next to her. There's a moment of silence and I just go in for the kiss. I was tipsy, maybe drunk, and just went for it. I thought worst case she denies me, but I wouldn't get in trouble, because she came to my house for drinks, and she would get in trouble too from the school prolly. So then I start grilling her, and here is when I was like, OMFG, I'm doing this with my teacher. She wasn't attractive by the way, and maybe that's partly why I regret it. The only reason was I thought it was so cool that I could get with a teacher. Also at this time in my life I had horrible social anxiety, unless I was drunk. We go upstairs, and we start doing it. There was about 2 months left in the semester of the class, where I go 2 days a week. I remember it as a stressful time. I go back to my hometown for the week and I get a call from her which I ignore, because I'm with my family. I obviously couldn't explain why I would be taking calls from my teacher on the weekend, so I just ignored it. I call her when I get back, and she starts crying. This is when I was like, okay, she's crazy, I gotta get out. I thought it was obvious I didn't want a relationship, look at our age difference. So then I forget how it came up, but she got mad and said, do you think I'm going to give you a good grade just because of what happened? Which I did actually, but I said, no no no. So anyway, I get through the next 2 months and we didn't talk again. To answer the question, I don't have many feelings about it now. I know during that time my social anxiety was so bad, I wanted anything to make me feel more confident. But right after I did it, I felt kinda dirty. Not a student, I'm actually a teacher. I'm pretty sure the guy was retarded, and he had some odd deformities. Yellowish skin, weird boxy head and scrawny limbs. Definitely not my proudest moment, but due to my weight he was all I could get, so why the hell not? Also, he lived in a pineapple under the sea. I'd been working for a professor as an undergrad for a couple years, and we'd be close. It wasn't a sexual relationship, but there weren't ever any boundaries. I'd been working for him for about a month when the topic of my birth control came up, and he chastised me for not knowing what chemicals were involved, how my birth control worked, etc. It was one of the most awkward conversations ever, because he's my boss. But he felt that it was important I know. Fast forward to senior year, 2 years after being hired, I've recently broken off my engagement. Fiancé had expected me to move back to my hometown and be a housewife. That was simply a no-go. I was feeling rebellious and decided to get my pierced. The piercing itself went fine, but 2 days later I realized I was in shock and needed help. I had zero friends, no car to go to ER in. Professor had put himself through grad school as a physical therapist and figured he had the medical training to help. He chastised me for deforming my body, but dressed the wounds, kissed the top of my head, and left. Somehow, that response meant I needed to chase him. I think the attraction was somewhat mutual, because he kept coming by to check on the healing progress. We started watching movies together, then cuddling, then having sex. The relationship lasted 6 years until cancer took him, and there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about him and miss him terribly. Not sure if too late, but whatever. So I, M, was 22 at the time, and working on a project my faculty was doing with a faculty from another country. It was a travel/research project and we were paired up, one student from each uni. After we did the trip and all the research was grouped and processed, we had a meetup in city that was halfway for all of us, so we all had to travel and organize where we are going to stay. I rented a tiny apartment on Airbnb, so I could be alone and get a good night's sleep, since I hate hostels. There we had to present the findings and the end product, and all the students and professors that worked on the project were there, around 30 people. So we did the bull speed dating creative teamwork stuff I knew was gonna be boring, but whatever. So I get paired up with a teacher from the other uni, and to be honest she was pretty hot, 36F, nice, athletic body. So I was talking to her, and she was strictly business. We talked about the boring project stuff, whatever. Later all of us went to a bar, where we had an open tab and got hammered, danced and just had fun. As I'm planning to leave, around 4 a.m, she just walks up to me, says, "I'm coming with you." I was taken aback at first, but since I was freshly single and Pamela Anderson wasn't cutting it, I was down with it. We got to the apartment, and I barely closed the door, and she was already all over me. She was insane in the sack, and I'm pretty sure the alcohol just intensified everything. We had sex, fell asleep, had sex once more, when we woke up, hopped down to a bakery to eat something, got back, had sex in the shower, she got dressed, went back to her hotel and I just crashed on the bed, wondering what the happened. I dated my college professor. I went to his office hours any chance I could, even though I didn't need to. It was pretty obvious there was a mutual attraction. We would end up talking instead of studying, which quickly turned to flirting. I can't specifically remember how it became physical, but when I look back it's almost like a cliche movie scene. We sorta awkwardly looked at each other, then started making out. I don't know if it was him who went for it, or me, or both of us at the same time. If anyone wants more details into our relationship, I'll be happy to post. But I really don't like thinking about those times, especially if no one really cares. Not surprising that it did not turn out to be successful in the end. First year uni, French professor is some dude who immediately took leave for burnout, replaced by go get a master's student. She is late 20s, and about a 6, keeps calling on me during class. One night at the student bar, where I was bouncer, she shows up drunk and keeps saying hi to me every time she has to use the washroom. Fast forward 3 hours, I'm done putting up tables and restocking the kegs, leave, see her sitting at picnic table, head in arms. Give her a shake, she apparently decided to wait for me. I drive her home, and help her up to her apartment. She disappears for a second, and comes back completely naked. Whoa. Donking Merkin. She starts coming on to me hard, and I start to go with it. She unzips and starts to blow me, but it's not good. She gets up, and goes to her bedroom. I use the washroom. Get back and she is asleep. Make my exit. C- sexual experience netted me a C+ in the course. Never thought about it, since until this thread.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce.
This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.